Well, ballots land in mailboxes this week ahead of the presidential primary in Washington state. Democrats already made their decision in caucuses earlier this year, but Republicans have a real choice to make. The vote will decide how the state's 44 GOP delegates will be apportioned. And at this point, it's not easy to get a feel for which way the vote will go. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
There hasn't yet been a poll of likely Republican primary voters in Washington state, so we conducted our own highly unscientific survey standing outside a shopping mall in Bellevue. A lot of people told us they haven't been paying attention or they haven't yet made up their minds, and many seem pretty disenchanted with the choices this year.
I dislike all of them pretty much equally at this point.
But among the Republicans who did have an opinion, we found an exactly equal showing of support for the three candidates, although with differing levels of enthusiasm for each.
Probably for the primaries, I'm leaning towards Kasich, but I haven't decided yet.
Ted Cruz?
Yep, all the way.
Kasich? At this point, I think so, yes. Even though they say he hasn't got a chance.
Donald Trump is the guy. He's the real deal. What you see is what you get.
I'll probably vote for Ted Cruz, but I just really don't like anyone. So it's best of the worst for me, I guess.
That was Johnny Lynn, Kirsten Tuohy, Diane and Jim, who didn't want to give their last names, and Sidoni Washington. So much attention is being paid to the caucuses and primaries that precede Washington state that it's hard to see any evidence of campaigning here. But the campaigns say they're working hard behind the scenes. State Senator Doug Erickson is Donald Trump's deputy director for field operations.
Well, in Washington state, we're very aggressively recruiting volunteers. We are contacting potential voters. We're working on opportunities for Donald Trump to come to Washington state in a series of rallies. Polling numbers nationwide are definitely going up for Donald Trump in the Republican primary, and we hope that spills over into Washington state here.
But in some ways, the Trump campaign is playing catch-up in this state. Ted Cruz has had an organization up and running here for almost a year. It's being managed by a lawyer named Saul Gammerin, who's never before run a presidential campaign.
Never. This is a first for me.
Gammerin says at least in the early days, it was tough to find Cruz supporters among what he calls the usual suspects of the state Republican Party. But since then, the campaign has built what Gammerin calls a broad coalition in support of Cruz.
Look, I'm not a Tea Partier, and I'm not a Christian conservative. We have plenty of Tea Partiers and plenty of Christian conservatives, but we have a lot of other constitutionalists, libertarians, even moderates that believe that now is the time for Ted Cruz.
Cruz has raised the most money of the three GOP candidates in the state. And Gammerin says the campaign has been successful at making sure many of the delegates elected at caucuses here are loyal to Ted Cruz. That will matter if Donald Trump doesn't win the nomination on the first ballot at the national convention. Then delegates will be free to vote as they wish. Gammerin is confident that because of their early organizing, many of this state's delegates will be diehard Cruz supporters. And that brings us to the last Republican candidate. John Kasich has amassed the most impressive collection of endorsements from state GOP leaders, including former Governor Dan Evans and former Attorney General Rob McKenna. Former Secretary of State Sam Reed says Kasich should have a lot of appeal in Washington state, where moderate Republicans tend to win statewide. As the GOP convention approaches, Reed says he's hoping Kasich's appeal will grow.
In my experience, what happens is people get a little more serious about getting somebody who's actually qualified and also somebody who actually can win, as opposed to the gut reaction, I like what that person said. I really feel good about that, which tends to happen early on.
But Reed admits that Kasich doesn't have much of a ground game right now in the state, but that could change as the primary approaches. All three candidates are planning to campaign in the state sometime before ballots are due on May 24th. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.